And that's a look at the radar.
All right, fantastic. We want to say good morning to Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm, and it's time for
Herb Talk.
Disclaimer. Herb Talk. Disclaimer.
Oh. The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your health care needs.
Mike, I understand you got a garlic crop about to come in.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I pulled one yesterday because we've taken the scapes off, which are the top portion, and we've been selling a lot of those. They're a real mild kind of garlic seed top, and they're, you know, we talked about it. They're considered sure. like a gourmet item in the East Coast. Excuse me. But I pulled one bulb up, and it wasn't one of the bigger plants. It was like a medium-sized one. I pulled that thing up, and, of course, we've been putting a lot of the organic manure and working. I mean, these plots are pristine. They've got, you know, a lot of peat and – hello, peat! Got a lot of peat and a lot of things in them, so they're real fluffy and light. So the bulbs get really big. These are elephant garlics that we've been breeding. We always pull the biggest bulb every year and put it back in, the cloves from those. Pulled this medium-sized garlic bulb up. I don't know what the big ones are going to be like because this was about the size of a grapefruit.
Wow.
I was like, whoa. I mean, this thing was big, gorgeous. So we're going to have, and these big cloves are so mild and so sweet. They're almost like an onion. In fact, they're not really a garlic. They're in the shallot family. They're not really, elephant garlic is not really a garlic. So it's a different species. And again, it's something my mom got from a friend 100 years ago, I guess, you know, when we first started out at Merryman. So
right.
there, and we're going to have a lot. Now, we're not going to have a lot of these great, big, huge ones, because, of course, we replant some. But overall, we're going to have some really nice, probably the size of a softball, a lot of those. And they are so good. And garlic, I could go on forever about how garlic is so good for you. And the way to do garlic is if you're going to eat garlic and be with other people, make sure they eat garlic. And then you don't have to smell it. You don't have to worry about it. So, and of course, it keeps the vampires away, as we very well know. Hello, everybody. Keep the vampires away. Eat your garlic.
Mike will be performing all week at the Holiday Inn.
Yes, I will. That's right. Woohoo! Good morning, good morning.
Hey,
anyway,
hey.
I always tell everybody that, you know, I do this show to inform you, but I also want you to start your day with a blessed, happy day. I mean, people, my wife says I'm beyond help, but I go, yeah, but I'm happy. So that's what it's all about. You know, let's be happy. Let's start our day. And that's all about what we do with the health. Garlic is so good. It's a cleanse. It's something that you can put in all kinds of different dishes and so forth, and you can do all kinds of different things. You can roast garlic. It's great on the grill. Scott, have you done it? Because I know you like to grill stuff. Have you done?
I like to grill, but I've never grilled garlic on the grill before.
Ooh. You should put a little Perfect Herb seasoning on it. We don't have the asparagus in, but you can get other asparagus from another source. Asparagus, garlic. Oh, my gosh. I really wish the garlic and the asparagus and all this stuff would come up all at the same time. But then it's kind of fun. Eat in season. You know, they always say that, to eat in season. Speaking of that, Doug, how was that zucchini?
We were talking. Very good.
You
very
like
nice,
that?
Nice, yeah.
The zucchini?
And the, I also took the banana pepper.
I love those banana peppers. We also have long peppers, jalapeno peppers. The tomatoes, Scott, as soon as they come on, we're going to have they're just still green. They're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I don't know what's going to happen.
They're going to turn red, and then we're going to want to be there to
yes.
help you eat them.
We're going to have a lot of them this year.
And then, what, of course, again? You're going to have a lot of?
Tomatoes. Lot of tomatoes. In fact, we could maybe throw tomatoes at each other if we want. Woo-hoo!
No, I don't want to ruin a good tomato.
Well, I'll probably bring you a big bushel full of them. And of course, you can can tomatoes. You can do all kinds of stuff with tomatoes. I can't wait for the first of the year. And I'm not a big, you know, bacon eater or anything, but I love BLTs.
Jeez.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we've got, of course, we've got that Vidalia onion dressing. You know, some people put mayonnaise on their BLT. Yeah. I like to step it up a notch and make it just the best. And I put a little drizzle of that Vidalia onion dressing that we have, we have some really cool dressings out at Merryman. Oh my gosh,
is that good?
It is.
Because I'm a big mayo guy.
I'll step it up a notch for you, Doug. You'll get addicted to this stuff. It's just
really?
you got. Oh yeah, it's like our dilly dip. You got to have more.
That's
of
good.
It. Yeah, it's got that. That.
Hi, by the way, if you haven't tried his dilly dip, go to Merryman Herbs and ask for the.
Yeah,
dilly
try
dip.
My dilly dip.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
it's good.
It is. I mean, that was how we started the business. It's our number one selling item still. Of course, if you combine all the curcumin, the curcumin products, then they probably beat it out. But the Dilly Dip and the Spoon Herbal are big, big, big.
Mr. Vitamin Boy here wants to talk
about vitamins. I heard that. Tell me about this, Scott.
You left me a product to try.
A new product that's come in. Yes.
It's pretty amazing. It's a 55-year-old plus vitamin.
55-plus vitamin for men.
Yep. Yeah. And I've got to tell you that I take vitamins, but I was very surprised to get the reaction I got out of these vitamins.
So that's why you have a sparkle in your eye this morning.
Well, it's because...
No,
because
he sees me.
Yeah, I see
Oh, that's...
Doug,
oh, okay. Oh, no, that's because I was coming in.
Well,
right?
That's true.
Yes. Yes, that was it.
But you know what was amazing is that there was a definite difference.
You could feel it.
You could.
You know, I was told years ago, I used to work in a lab, and we do gas chromatograph and liquid chromatograph and all this high-tech stuff. And I had one of these leading scientists tell me that the best way to tell if a product is really working is the way it makes you feel. And that's what I always tell my customers, you know, start on a vitamin. A lot of times people don't really feel much of a difference, but they'll feel it when they stop taking it because that's, you know, what their body was needing and they didn't realize it. But if you can take a vitamin and you can feel better, you should feel something. You should have a little more energy in the afternoon. You should get that twinkle in your eye. Obviously we don't have anything for hair growth, but, you know, that's something that would be very interesting one of these days. But some of these vitamins do help with your hair, your skin, your eyes, your energy, your digestive system. They have probiotics. But this is a new company. It's called Nutrigold.
And it's a very good company.
And we are starting to sell a lot of their products. We don't have them all in stock. They will definitely be in within the next week or two. We've been carrying them for a little bit. But I can't believe, I mean, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 independent certifying organizations. Hey, the lights are flashing.
Let's go to the phones and let's say good morning, Talk 101. Who's this?
Good morning, gentlemen. Sam.
Hey, Mayor.
Mayor Sam, how are you?
Hi, Mayor.
Hey, you guys were talking about the vitamins and eyes and things. Do you have a vitamin A with retinol palmitate in it?
Generally, we try to stay away from the synthetic vitamin A, and we go with the vitamin A that comes from the organic whole food sources like Danella, which is a sea algae. So, again, there's a lot of things about the studies on vitamin A that show that it's bad or maybe leads to cancer or disease or whatever. That's all synthetic. We really, my friend, we have really gotten away from synthetics. It used to be that's all you could get in some areas. And, of course, I never carried the DL aftacofrol, the synthetic vitamin E. Doug, you like that big word there, DL aftacofrol?
Too big for me.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway.
Is there an alternative for the mayor there?
Well, yeah. I mean, we basically, our vitamin E is not the retinol palmitate. It's basically, you know, it'll be vitamin A from a whole food source, or it'll say something like that on there. So, and vitamin A is kind of tricky, because retinol palmitate can kind of be from a whole food natural source, and that's what it gets very, very complicated. You really have to know your vitamins, and that's, you know, and minerals too, and that's what we do out at Merryman. It's just like the iron that you can get. You can get the iron oxide that would be a pharmaceutical or something, but we have the curry-based iron now, which you don't have to take as much. I was talking to one of the chief trainers for New Chapter yesterday, and CoQ10, you know, people, you know, they say to take 100 milligrams or 200 milligrams. We have a CoQ10 that is fermented from basically the yeast fermentates, which is phenomenal because we know how good nutritional yeast is for you. Instead of from the crappy tobacco that the big discount houses sell, we have the yeast fermentate, CoQ10. You only need to take 200 milligrams, and it's almost equivalent in your body to 400 milligrams, so you really feel it.
Mayor Sam, did that cover it?
Yeah, I'll come out there and talk to you, Mike.
Oh, great, Sam. I love you coming out. I always love to talk to you. You're a great friend. I love my customers. Come on out, and we'll fix you up for sure.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And maybe get you a free zucchini or something. You never know.
A free zucchini.
We might.
Mayor
Sometimes,
Sam.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
when,
by the way, for people who don't know, that's Mayor Sam Rogers over from Iliopolis.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's a good customer of ours. And we have so many wonderful customers. We just love our customers. They're our friends. We're a family business. We had some ladies from around Danville, Illinois. They came up, two-hour drive, came up just to relax and be at Merryman. I think they had a couple other things to do in Decatur, but they spent part of their afternoon out at Merryman. They sat in the pavilion. They talked. We even had a lady out yesterday evening. She does the Jesus rocks and paints mm-hmm. rocks. She came out and just did her little crafting out there. It was a beautiful evening, and she just had fun. In fact, Liz and I fixed dinner. I felt kind of sorry for her because she's doing all these rocks and working so hard. And I'm like, have you had anything to eat? And she's like, no. So she got some fresh zucchini and fresh organic chicken, and I went down, and she had a bite to eat, and she was so happy doing all of this, you know, volunteer extra stuff down there. So we have, everybody comes out. It's just, there's a cool aura out at Merryman. You can feel the vibe.
All right, we're going to come back from the break, and we're going to talk more about Nutrigold.
Nutrigold.
Good product golden. That Mike has gotten in. Yeah. And we're going to talk more about what's available and what you got, and we'll talk more about what I'm doing. Coming up next, it's Bus Boom and Wolf here on Talk 101 FM. Back with more coming up next.
I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online for like a year. She couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
I'm starting with a look at things happening around town. Mount Zion Fletcher Park Recreational Center is having Kids Day Paw Patrol Adventure on Saturday, July 14th. It's a salute to the popular kids TV program, and there is going to be canine first responders and pet adoptions. Doodle the Dragons and Granny Giggles will host the matinee featuring games, two classic cartoons, music, and the Gary Strong Marionettes. Of course, there will be prizes in part courtesy of Crave Frozen Yogurt. Two grand prizes will also be awarded, adult admission just $4 and $1 for children, with proceeds benefiting the Fletcher Park Splash Pad Project. For information on this event and other events, please visit DecaturRadio.com.
This hour of Bus Boom and Wolf is brought to you by Waits Dry Cleaners. Whether you work hard or play hard, Waits Dry Cleaners expertly services your everyday fabric care needs with quality care. From business suits to casual khakis, they'll have you stylish and ready for your next adventure. Stop by any of their area locations today. Now, from the Subway Central Park Studios in downtown Decatur, here's Bus Boom and Wolf.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. It is Herb Talk.
Herb Talk.
Herb Talk. Herb of course, Talk. Talking to Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm.
That was pretty good.
You didn't know I could do. Yeah, I'd do different voices.
Herb Talk. Let's do some voicing on these. All right. This new product line that you got, because this is a pretty good line. And again, Mike got me started taking the Nutrigold 55 Plus vitamins. And I got to be honest, there was a definite difference over what I had been taking.
That's because you're not eating plastic anymore.
Well, it.
Yeah. I mean, why eat plastic synthetics? I mean, it's kind of like Witch Brew or a Willy Wonka, you know, when Willy Wonka threw the shoe and the coat and all of that. That's basically, if you saw how some of your vitamins, and I don't want to beat up too much on pharmaceuticals, but if you saw how some of this stuff was made, you would not put it into your body. It's scary. Let's take a look at the B complex, because you said the Bs are so cool. Basically, it's all from whole food blend. So you have your thiamine from organic whole food blend. And again, organic. The riboflavin, the niacin, the B6, the folate. Not folic acid, that's synthetic, but folate, the natural folate from the botanicals. The B12, 70% is methylcobalamin, and 30% is adenosylcobalamin. Now, you're getting both of your natural forms. You're not getting the cyanocobalamin, which has the synthetic cyanide attached to it. Does that sound good? Does a cyanocobalamin even sound good, Doug? I mean, it's a big word. I know you like big words, but cyanide,
if that word is over four letters, I'm not interested.
But, I mean, we're talking about adenosylcobalamin and methylcobalamin. The adenosylcobalamin is what your liver, that's how your liver stores B12.
And basically, your B vitamins are water-soluble. They're not really stored in your body. So they're giving you a rapid one, and they're giving you one that your liver can store to keep your levels up.
And in the B vitamin—
You don't see that in a vitamin.
Well, there's one thing you do see when you're taking a B vitamin, and there's a definite change in the color of when—
Okay, that's because of the riboflavin, the vitamin B2. And did you know that that actually is— and we've talked about— the luminescence, it's actually, we've talked about the watches in Ottawa or whatever, but it's an actual fluorescent vitamin. It's not radioactive or anything, but it actually fluoresces. It's very unique. And I think we've talked about this before with the wintergreen. You know, you bite into a wintergreen in the closet, you can see a spark. So, yeah, it's a very unusual nutrient. And it does so many, it brightens you up. And, of course, that little extra brightness in your urine, that just means you're getting enough of it and your body's dumping the extra, which your body is really good at. And you need to fill up your tank. You really do. So you've got just a little bit extra as an indicator. And also, if you get the really good, if you get the good riboflavin, you're going to see that. You get junk, you're not going to see anything.
Well, the thing that's interesting is that this stuff seems like it's with me longer during the day than it used to be.
Right, and that's like with this. Well, I was saying with the B12, because they give you some the form that your liver can store. You're not going to see that. That's rare to see that in a vitamin. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh my gosh, dudes, you really know what you're doing. And then the biotin, that's so good for your. And all of this is from whole organic food blends, and then a pantothenic acid. So some of the additional blend on here is they're using lemon peel, guave, holy basil, the sesbania, which is actually in the pea family, and peas are so good, and they give you a lot of protein and all of that. Apples, kale, broccoli, spinach, carrot, parsley, beet, cabbage, on and on and on. Even strawberry, tomato, all organic. Now, this is what's so cool about this company is I know if you want to know where they source stuff from, where did your broccoli come from? They tell you the country of origin. Now, of course, some things have to come from certain parts of the world, but they work with the growers. This is sustainable. Where does what?
You said broccoli, right?
Broccoli. Broccoli comes from the United States.
Okay, so.
See, look, Doug.
I see.
Look, isn't that cool?
I have trouble reading that, but
I'm sorry. I got stuff.
There we go.
Hey, dude, I got supplements for that. I don't wear glasses anymore.
All right, so like black garlic is Mexico.
Yeah.
Looks like seaweed and cranberry are from Canada.
Right.
Never pictured Canada as being a big seaweed country.
They've got a big, good source there. Yeah. They got a good farmer growing.
You have a map and where all the food. We get a lot of stuff from the United States.
A lot of it. They try to get as local and domestic as they can. The other thing about this company, which is unbelievable, is accountability. They have, I don't know, there's close to over 100 tests for aflatoxins. They have 4 tests for that, 7 tests for allergens, 48 different tests for solvents, ingredient-specific contaminants and adulterations, they test for that, 70 different pesticides, 4 heavy metals, 7 microbial contaminants, 1+ outside source tests for potency. So if they say you're getting 100 milligrams of vitamin C, which wouldn't be ascorbic acid, which would be the synthetic from corn, it would probably be the natural source.
You've got a pretty good line of this at Merry Man.
Oh, yeah. We've already been carrying it. We're just now bringing the vitamins in, and I got a sample. I asked the rep. I said, you know, give me a few samples. I'm going to sample it out to my friends. So, of course, Doug, you know you're a guinea pig. You know that.
Am I?
Yeah. You and Scotty are guinea pigs.
So you bring it in.
I bring it in.
If you don't
grow a third arm or talk backwards, then I know it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. But, I mean, we really take it close. Everything at Merry Man actually... I would say 99% of the products at Merry Man I have tried myself. Even like the menopause. I tried the Purimorifica one time because I wanted to see what it would do. Because it's supposed to make your hair thick and dark and curly and all that.
And it has. It really has.
I will tell you this. Based on what I've already experienced so far with that product with Nutrigold, I will be getting it again.
And it's reasonably priced. Again, we are just, believe it or not, we got to be kind of quiet about it, but we actually give our customers like the distributor wholesale price on things. So we can't advertise it because there's a lot of new policies with the web, the minimum allowable.
Isn't that interesting?
Price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they don't want people to really undercut the brick and mortar, but we're a brick and mortar, but we go ahead and give that to everybody. Independent certifying organization, Certified Clean. That's a brand new one. You don't see that very often. Certified Clean means it's conscious, so it's safe based on compliance standards. It's live,
minimally processed, below 212 degrees, so you don't have the degradation of the enzymes. Ethical, 100% non-GMO, and manufactured using humane processes, so they're working with farmers and, you know, you're not destroying the environment. Active, high amount of enzymes, and nourishing, and that's determined by an ANDI score. Here's the certifying organization, Certified Clean, Non-GMO, Certified Sustainable Seafood Miscellaneous, USDA Organic, Friend of the Sea, Fair Trade Certified, Approved Quality Consumer Lab, Certified Vegan, Kosher, and IFOS, which is the International Fish Oil Standard. So their oil, we can talk about their fish oil these days.
I hate to be a party pooper.
I know. Are you going to kick me out again, Doug?
Well, yes.
You like doing that.
Well, we
You
do.
Like to kick me out.
We do, but that's something else. You know.
Doug, stop. Ow, that hurts.
Mike, tell people.
Okay, we're located at 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois. Area code 217-429-1555. We are open every day. We're open daily, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sundays. And you can find us at www.merryman.com or on our Facebook at Merryman Herbs with an S.
And the garlic crop will be available when?
I'd say this weekend for sure.
All right.
Yeah, I got to go out and yell at my farmers. So.
And definitely get into Merryman Herb Farm and ask about the NutriGold line of products because I got to be honest. When you give me this stuff, there's a lot of times I go, eh.
Well,
and, but this
yeah,
one,
yeah.
But this,
Doug always does that.
Yeah, but this, but I will tell you, this is a definite yes.
Well, their vitamin C based, the Amla berry, you can't get a better vitamin C, and you can take massive amounts. And does now, real quick, I know I'm out of time. If you're taking vitamin C and it burns you and give you diarrhea, isn't that bad? Why would you do that? Why don't you take a vitamin C that really makes you feel good and knocks that cold and doesn't burn your mouth and your stomach and give you diarrhea? I mean, come on. Let's get the natural stuff. Quit taking the synthetics.
What a great way to end the show.
Bye.
All right. Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm, and that was Herb Talk. We got to get to the newsroom as we've got State Farm Agent Darren Powell sponsoring this hour's look at news. And, of course, Garrett Kanak standing by in the newsroom. We'll come back, and, of course, we will have more coming up. Bus, Boom, and Wolf on Talk 101.
From the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Garrett Kanak. The person of interest in a shots fire case in Galesburg is behind bars. Galesburg police Tuesday said that they arrested 18-year-old Latrell Patton.